It wasn't close after all. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill beat Republican challenger Todd Akin by a 15% margin.
They all said, it's over. It's done. It's too red. It's just too red. There is no way that Claire McCaskill can survive. Well, you know what happened? You proved them wrong.
After the McCaskill victory, national networks continued to air Akin's disastrous video clip about legitimate rapes. Akin said the outcome was God's difficult-to-understand way of organizing history. Governor Jay Nixon defeated Republican Dave Spence by 12 points and continued his bipartisan rhetoric.
Instead of simply demonizing the other political party, we bring Democrats, Republicans, Independents together.
There were no surprises in Republican Kansas. The Kansas Senate, as well as the House, ends up now controlled by conservatives. In Missouri, Republicans kept control of both houses but lost 5 of 6 statewide races. As Chris Koster easily won another term as Attorney General, Clint Zweifel remained Treasurer, and Jason Kander squeaked by for Secretary of State. U.S. House incumbents Sam Graves, Vicky Hartzler, and Emanuel Cleaver were reelected by 2-1 margins. In his victory remarks, Cleaver stressed cooperation and compromise.
What we've got to do in this country is to make sure that people understand the connectivity.
An attempt to raise Missouri's cigarette tax, the lowest in the nation, failed. Convenience Store Association representatives said wise voters turned down a harmful tax hike. Dudley McCarter of an organization that supported the tax disagreed.
Whatever strategy that seems to work and seems to have some support from voters will be countered by the opponents with some type of deceptive and misleading advertisement.
Missouri voters also resoundingly turned down a constitutional amendment to give the governor more power and bar associations less power in selecting state appellate and Supreme Court judges. But the voters heartily approved a ballot measure saying that only the legislature or the voters could authorize the state health insurance exchange, part of the new federal health care law. 2 days later, Governor Jay Nixon said that with that new law, Missouri could not meet the deadline and the federal government would take over organizing a health insurance exchange for the state.
Regulating the insurance market is a power best left in the hands of the states, where we can perform those duties more efficiently and effectively and provide better service for our consumers. But based on current state law and the federal deadline, the state-based option isn't on the table for Missouri at this time.
The same day, Governor Sam Brownback said Kansas would refuse to participate in setting up an insurance exchange because the idea was costly and a federal overreach. The Kansas City City Council gave its stamp of approval for the Union Station Board of Directors to approach the state of Missouri for $5 million in tax credits. CEO George Costello said office space at the station is now 100% occupied and
now the building is supporting itself and now the Science Center can grow and do what it needs to do.
The $10.7 million plan includes a bridge from the station to the parking garage and an expanded 3D Google Fiber-connected theater. This is KCUR.